Mr. Duke's rule, part of that hinges on Mr. Duke himself. The law is very clear, very, very clear. The law says that one cannot be a member of the executive of the THA and be earning an income anywhere, anywhere. So even those who are candidates now, who have big businesses and so on in Tobago, they know they have to divest their businesses, that they have to allow family members, someone else to do that. So it's clear that Mr. Duke cannot be earning from PSD and also be a member of the executive. The law is clear, right? And if Mr. Duke has to be considered by me, and this is a conversation I've had with Mr. Duke, if he has to be considered to be a member of the executive, he will have to take the hard decision with regards to what he will want to do with the PSC. I don't foresee Mr. Duke wanting to walk away from the PSC.